It is time for sports. It's time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, we've got some things to talk about.
Yeah, we got a few. Some of them don't make sense, but that's the usual.
All right, well, I'll start off with the fact that Philip Rivers and the Chargers are parting ways.
No big surprise there.
Yeah.
Maybe the Chargers could finally win a championship now.
Yeah, that's right. That's my first one. And then my second one is Major League Baseball.
Yep.
They're looking at playoff expansion, and what it looks like to me is almost like a reality TV show. First of all, let's talk about what it is. It's pretty amazing.
It's ridiculous.
That's all you can say about it. Let me see if I can get it here. Okay,
first thought was, now baseball's become unwatchable.
Okay, here it is. Imagine a team picking its playoff opponent. Think about Brian Cashman of the Yankees deciding whether to face the Red Sox or avoid them in the first round of the postseason, all done on live TV. It looks like they're going to do it. They're seriously weighing a move from 5 to 7 playoff teams. Listen to this, 5 to 7 playoff teams in each league beginning in 2022.
Absolute garbage.
They're not going to do it. I can't imagine they would do it.
Oh, I don't say they can't do it, because everybody's into this reality stuff and getting people involved where they have a say in the outcome of things. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
All right. And then
14 teams making the playoffs, and then you choose who you want to play? So what's the season for?
Yeah.
Why don't you just have, you know, 2 months of baseball where everything's a playoff, and wherever you finish the year before can set precedence of where you want to play and who you're going to play and when you're going to play, and oh my God, it's ridiculous.
It's stupid. The next stupid thing is the ex-Major League pitcher is suing the Astros, claiming the cheating scandal ended his career.
No, your lack of talent ended your career, buddy. I mean, you didn't get thrown out of baseball or not wanted in baseball because of one game that you pitched against Houston. You got thrown out of baseball because of the season that you had. So maybe he's got proof that everybody cheated. Maybe he's going to come out with that. This whole thing is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And now this is going to open up another can of worms, where the Astros cost him a living. So the one outing where he got lit up like a Christmas tree is the reason why he's out of baseball? I don't think so. This is just awful. Like I said about a month ago, all the teams that are doing it better step up to the plate and say they're doing it, because this is getting out of control. It's destroying the sport.
It's two foolish headlines in one evening for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting bad. It's getting real bad. And this on the cusp of pitchers and catchers reporting, this isn't what baseball needs. I mean, this is absolute. This person that's making this claim against the Astros should be laughed off the television screen. That's what should happen to him. But in today's world, who knows what will happen? That'll probably hold more water than anything else.
Well,
it's absolutely insane.
All right, now. Did you see the interview they had with the Red Sox young?
Actually, I saw it on TV, but I was eating dinner somewhere and I couldn't hear it. But it looked like the Red Sox were pretty mad about things.
Well, they're upset because they say that the trade of the outfielder and pitcher represented the best move for the franchise in the big picture. What they're trying to do is, there, of course, has been hellacious reaction from Boston fans. I mean, hellacious. And so why you only hold a 1 hour news conference where you try to explain your thing when that's what it was all about. They're trying to explain their decision to the fans.
Can't explain it. It makes no sense. I don't care how they want to paint it, how they want to change it. It makes no sense. You traded your best player away for nothing but money, and the players you got in return are trash, quite frankly. I mean, I'm not knocking the players, but there's no way that you could mold any of them together to make the Mookie Betts that's left. Two of them are prospects, and one is an average player at best.
But then they still owe big. They have to still pay.
They got to pay half of Price's salary.
Yeah, it's the chief baseball officer, Chaim Bloom, and he looks like he's about 12 years old. Did the press conference? Even the major guns didn't come out. They put this kid out there to face the questions.
They didn't want to catch the fire.
Yeah. No matter how you look at it, it was a not well thought out decision. Trying to get rid of Mookie Betts if you can't pay him, but you work out a better deal than what they did with the him and the big pitcher they bought into, which was not a big success for them. So it's just
this is like trying to explain to the Marlins fan base a few years ago why you got rid of three all-star outfielders and said you want to try to get a team that's competitive. You just had a team that's competitive, and you got rid of it. They got rid of Yelich, Ozuna, and Stanton. That's three all-star outfielders you got rid of, and you say that you want to make a competitive team. People aren't gullible. They're not going to buy that line. And the same thing with the Red Sox fan, who have tasted success for the last 20 years, and now you get rid of a homegrown player who is the best player on the team for absolutely nothing. How are they supposed to swallow that? Especially when they're paying exorbitant prices for tickets and whatever else they do in the stadium, and you're telling them that the team is trying to save money. Meanwhile, you want your fan base to just shell it out and come.
Yeah.
The best thing for the Red Sox fan to do this year, because the Red Sox, let's face it, they're not going to be competitive. The best thing for them to do is not show up and hit the team in the pocketbook even more.
And if you're a Red Sox fan, you just have to worry. I mean, they've been really one of the best teams in baseball the past 10 years. They've been fully successful, making tons of money.
I'd say 20.
I'll say, all right, then maybe 20 years. But fully successful for like 25 or 30 years, making big money. Red Sox Nation was formed in that time. And folks, all other baseball clubs now have fan clubs based after this. The big thing that's different about Red Sox Nation, it wasn't a fan club created by the club.
No.
It was created by the fans.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Red Sox were bad for a long, long time, and people still showed up. Then they became competitive, and then they became one of the better teams in the league. Mm-hmm. And getting into a game in Boston was pretty near impossible. But now, like I said, the Red Sox fans can have their day in court. Don't go to the games. Hit them in the pocketbook. That's what they want. Let them feel it even more. They traded away a player for money, so don't give them the money out of your pockets to replace it.
All right. Well, so we finally had a day where we got some good stories to talk about.
Got another good story to talk about.
What's that?
The Islanders had a real good game on the road last night against Washington and beat them 5-3, so maybe they're starting to wake up at the right time. Playoffs are only a month away.
How far?
A little more than a month away.
How far are they out of the playoffs?
Oh, they're not out of it.
Okay.
They're in it.
Oh,
but they want to position themselves where they can make a run, and beating Washington on the road is a good move towards it.
Well, I think the NHL should adapt a program where the teams that get in the playoff can pick their own opponents. That's unbelievable. That would be like I was a terrible athlete. Okay, terrible. It was just horrible. I like sports. I like to participate, but I knew I was horrible. And I never got insulted when I wasn't picked for the first of teams or anything like that, because I knew I just liked to be around my friends and play. But that would be like you're in a baseball game and the pitcher is facing up, his base is loaded, and you got a home run hitter coming up, and the pitcher says, okay, now I want to face Marshall Miles.
There you go. Well, here's the other thing. What happens if this thing comes off, which I hope it doesn't, and GMs or whoever it is gets to pick their opponent in the playoffs? So let's use the scenario you had. The Yankees don't play the Red Sox. They play some lesser team, and they lose.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
Shouldn't that GM get immediately fired on the spot?
You would think so.
And how would you feel it as a player that somebody that has nothing to do with your performance on the field gets to dictate who you play because of your performance on the field?
I think that is the most important thing. I think everybody's overlooking when you're a Major League Baseball player, and yes, you want to get paid millions of dollars. Absolutely, you do. But what's the one thing most of all? What's the one thing? Well, two things that you want most of all. You want to win a World Series. And you want to play, if you're a true baseball player, you want to play against the best possible opponent.
Yep.
It's that way in every sport, basically. If you're
sure.
a true
to be the best, you beat the best.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. It's something from the Twilight Zone.
It certainly is. All right. Well, we'll return to the Twilight Zone tomorrow, Mike.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Take care. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.